and also in the level of God. Hear my prayer and listen to my cry of mercy. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you read that Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, if you don't just read it, but if you read it and try to understand, and I don't know whether you have any puzzle, and I show it to you. Can you do me a favor? Turn to the Exodus chapter 20 and take a look at what Moses said in the Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20 talk about the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. The Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. Paul said that in Ephesians, because when Paul writes a New Testament, he is not creating any new things. He is explaining what Moses has said in the Exodus chapter 20. And Paul said that children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then verse 2, we say, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, and that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Isn't it, before Paul write the Ephesians, he write the 1st and 2nd Corinthians verse, right? Isn't it? So, especially when he write the 1st Corinthians chapter 14, when you go to the church and listen to the sermon, you got to examine it yourself to see whether the pastor or whoever the preacher, what he's saying is in conformity with the Old Testament teaching, right? And I want you to see whether you understand what Paul tried to say. I want to turn to Ephesians. I want to turn to the Exodus chapter 20, talk about the Ten Commandments. Okay. The fourth commandment, he talk about chapter 20, verse 12, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land and the Lord your God is giving you. In other words, if you honor your father and honor your mother, you won't die young. That's what Moses said. You won't die young. You may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. But this is the, when Paul said that in Ephesians chapter 5, he said that children obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then in verse 2, he says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And there's something wrong with this statement if you don't understand it. I'm proving it to you. Turn to Exodus chapter 20. Talk about the second commandment, which is in verse 4 all the way to verse 6. And then this commandment is the second commandment. Honor your parents is the fifth commandment. The second commandment also has a promise too. I read that to you. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath, or in the water below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the father to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Verse 6, that is a promise. But showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. The first four commandments is our requirement, accountable to the Lord. The second commandment, do not make any images. Do not bow down to any images. Do not worship any false god. If you worship false god, God will deal with you. If you obey him, not worshiping any false god, God will bless you until 1,000 generations. That is a promise. Am I right? Where is Paul saying that in Ephesians chapter 6? He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Strictly speaking, this is not the first commandment with a promise, but this is the first commandment with a promise as far as how we deal with one another. If I divided the Ten Commandments into two parts, the first four commandments is how we are accountable to the Lord. The last six commandments is how we are accountable to one another. If you want to deal with other people, the first thing you have to deal with your parents. If you do not know how to honor your parents, your father and your mother, the six, seven, eight, nine, you pick them off. If you don't know how to deal with your parents in an honorable way, no way you deal with honor in an honorable way. Am I right? He purposely say that. This is the first commandment with a covenant. You know what? Paul is not a stupid guy. But you know what? Some non-Christian, they are more critical with the Bible because they don't believe in the word of God. And then when they read it, they're going to charge this question. You know what? 99% of the Christians, they can't answer the question. And then they say, wow, this is not the first commandment with a promise. The second commandment regarding worship idol is the first commandment, right? Write that down, do me a favor, okay? Next time if someone challenging you, you know how to answer that. This is the first commandment with a promise that is accountable to the Lord. Okay? But this one, the second commandment with the promise is accountable to the Lord. The fifth commandment regarding honoring to your parents, that's the first commandment with the promise accounted to human being. Okay? Does it make sense? You say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not make false witness, thou shalt not be greedy. This is all dealing with other people, right? You don't know how to honor your father, your mother, how can you honor other people? This is what Paul really means. Okay? So don't challenge God's word. Think that you don't understand. You ask people. Okay? Prepare yourself so as to witness for Jesus Christ. And the title of my sermon is Be Very Careful How You Live as a Christian Family. If you do not know how to live as a Christian family with their own house, you don't know how to live among brother and sister. So the main idea, number one, is live as obedient children. Moses, could you touch it for me? Touch it where the light. Good. The main idea, number one, live as obedient children. You say, Pastor John, where does it come from? Okay? I'm using Paul's word to explain scripture. What does it mean? By honoring your parents, your father, and your mother, which is the first commandment with the promise. If you do this, if you honor your parents, you may live a long life and you're going to enjoy that life. Some people live a good old age with pain here, pain here. That's not a good life. Right? You know what? I tell you ahead of time. When you honor your parents, and then you memorize Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, that's your part that you have to do it. When you have pain here, pain there, but isn't it you tell me this is the first commandment with the promise that it may go well with me, and then I enjoy my long life. I don't want this kind of pain. I did my part to honor my parents. You're going to do your part to fix my problem. Does it make sense? You don't understand God's word. You don't memorize God's word. And when you're in deep trouble, you are in really, really deep trouble. Does it make sense? This is how I pray. God hold me accountable. I hold God accountable to do. Because I know in Psalm 145, verse 13, the second part of verse 13, the Lord is faithful to all his promises. That including the fifth commandment, honor your parents. It will go well with you. You will live a long life. You know, when you are really, really sick in a hospital, and you remember this God's word, you say, Lord, I don't think I'm going to die. I don't think so. Because isn't it, you say to the King David, in Psalm 71, you say to King David, in Psalm 91, I say, can serve you in a good old age. I don't think I'm going to die in the hospital at a young age. You know what? You don't memorize God's word. You're fooling around to go to the church. You are in deep trouble. You know what? When you are in the hospital bed, you know who can help you? Medical doctor can help you. Nurse can help you. But they cannot really help you. You know who can help you? You have to help yourself. I hope you learn that. Learn it by the heart. Because Paul said that this is the first commandment with the one, with the promise. And then King David said, the Lord is faithful to all his promises. This is only one promise, right? Oh, you know, last week, because this Sunday is the first day, last week I received an email. Some young man asking me, I have a problem. Could you help me to solve the problem? I'm using God's word, four Bible verses to help him to solve the problem. It works. Because God's word always works. Brother and sister, it is up to you whether you hide God's word within your heart so that you won't sin against God. It's up to you. And the main idea is live as an obedient children. It's the main theme, number one. This is how we live as a Christ-centered life within your own family. As a children, we obey our parents. That is what it really mean by honor your parents. You know what? When you were young, your father and your mother want you to do this and to do that, and you argue with him, and what does it really mean? That means you don't honor him. Alright? Whatever he say, you do it. That means you're honoring him. But you know what? It hurt me to honor him, you know? You know, when I was a student, my parents want me to study hard. I don't want to study, I want to play game. It hurt me, okay? Exasperate me and bitter me. Make me discouraged because I can't play game. You know what I mean? Yeah. But fortunately, when I was young, you know, when I'm playing soccer, my mother, you know, using the whip to whip me here. You know, in Hong Kong, you know that we wear shorts to play soccer, okay? No way when I go and play soccer, I get a whip. you know, I'm going to beat up anyone you get with to whip me on the field. Right? I looked around. This is my mother. Oh, I was so humiliated. I don't beat her up. I go home, okay? I go home. And my life was changed. I don't do it anymore because she whipped me in front of all my friends. Otherwise, I won't be able to stand in front of you. And I may be in prison. I may be get myself in trouble because I don't study. You understand? Honor your parents by obeying. This is the interpretation of Paul. In the Old Testament, he didn't say to you, what does it mean by honor your father and your mother and we go well with you? When you obey your parents, it will do you a lot of good. Okay? Now I show it to you. Point number one. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. You trust in God's word. When God tells you to honor your parents by obeying, you just honor by obeying. You may not know the benefit right now. When you're getting older, especially when you have children of your own, you say, wow, I know it. But by that time you know it, it may be too late already. The sooner you honor your parents by obedience, the better you are. So, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is, I quote that from Ephesians chapter 6. 1b, I quoted from Colossians chapter 3. Paul said the same thing. He said, children, obey your parents in everything. Oh, you know, say, wow, this word is really embitter the children, you know, exasperate the children. You know, what do you mean by you want me to obey you? You want me to obey you in the Lord, I understand, you know? But you want me to obey you in everything that I can't understand. What if my father want me to smoke marijuana? But if you ask this kind of question, you are naive. Because Colossians is written to godly people. And godly people will not tell his children to smoke marijuana. A godly parent will not tell his children to kill someone else. So whatever, I want you to write that down, do me a favor. Right beside that in everything. Write that down. Write Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Okay? Chapter 11, verse 13 of Luke. Okay? Write that down, man. In everything. I tell you what it means by in everything. Because your father or your mother, he will give the best to you. So that's why obey your parents in everything. He won't tell you to do bad things because he's a Christian family. You understand? Don't worry. You just obey. You may not understand. You may not see the benefit. Okay? Eventually, you will understand. You will see the benefit. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. I want to serve the word please. And that's the bargain chip. You say, Lord, I did think not pleasing me, but I did think pleases you. Could you do something that pleases me? All your problem is solved. That's what he said. If what you do pleases the Lord, according to Psalm, he will do things to fulfill the desire of your heart. If you delight in the law of the Lord, and the Lord will fulfill the desire of your heart. Whatever you pray, I answer your prayer. I solve your problem. Does it make sense? It makes sense to me. But I did it, just like I put deposit in the bank account. I look at it. I don't have a what you call a. I can't come up with a word. I don't have a line of credit. If my checking account is zero, I cannot write a check. Don't write a check if you have no money in your account. In other words, you write a check, it's like you pray to God, hey, I get $2,000 in the checking account. And not that I write a check is $1,999.99, I'm good to go, even $2,000, I'm good to go. Right? Because I enjoy that while I deposit. You never done anything that pleases the Lord. How can you pray to God and with confidence knowing that He can answer your prayer? Are you deceiving yourself? They say, okay, our business is not good, we're not ready to check it back. No, it's not no good. You're not looking back your check. In the next month's statement, you owe him $40 non-sufficient fund check. And then you buy your check, your friend that hates you. And then that guy has to pay another $40. Brother and sister, do things that pleases the Lord. Obey your parents in everything. Alright, I make my point. Point number two, how to honor your father and mother. Number one, according to Ephesians chapter 6, by means of obedience when you were young. But how do I honor my parents when my parents are old and when I am mature? When I am mature, that means I earn good money. I pay my own mortgage. I pay my electrical bill. I pay all the groceries. And I still have money in the bank account. I never have a bank check. Does it make sense? That's what it really means. At that stage, how do you honor your parents? You honor your parents by supporting them financially, emotionally, and physically when they were old, when they are old. And when you are mature, okay? Not to be King Kong, okay? Point number three, why children should honor your parents? I know that this is the first commandment with the promise, which is how I deal with all other people. When you deal with all other people, the first thing the Lord requires of you is to deal with your parents in the right way, in the way that pleases the Lord. Because even though your father, according to Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, even your father is a wicked father, but he knows how to give good gifts to his children, whoever asked him. Even though he did not dare to, he did not want to spend his money on this item, but he wanted to give the money to the children, I want to spend in that item. Even though we are wicked, we still know how to do that. How much more the godly parents? Godly parents. It will give you a lot of good stuff. I want you to write that down, you know. Listen to me carefully. I know that in the Proverbs chapter 19, 14, the Bible says, houses and wealth are inherited for my parents. In other words, if my parents pass away, whether they like it or not, they can't take the houses into the coffins. The coffin is so small. They have to leave behind and give it to me. And you think, by your own wisdom, eventually you're going to get everything. But I tell you another Bible verse in the book of Proverbs too. Okay? But I won't tell you where it is. I want you to find it out. The Bible said, if you're wicked, let's say your father is wicked, if your mother is wicked, even though he has health and wealth, houses and wealth, you won't be able to inherit. Because all these wealth, all these houses are left to the one who is merciful to the poor and the needy. That means you will inherit. But you know what?
when you do think that pleases the Lord, is it that belongs to me? Right? Because I'm not waiting. I see an error in that. Right? And by the way, is this a good stuff? It is very, very, very good. Okay. What are the benefits? Benefit number one, go well with you. That means you're going to inherit everything your father leave to you. And you also enjoy a long life. Or number two, you'll be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only now, also in the life to come. You may not know what it really means. You know, even though now I don't want to serve the Lord, what does it do to serve the Lord in the future? Write that down. Right beside 3D, you write down Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. Do you see a skilled man? Skilled in his work? He will serve before king. He will not serve before a skilled man. If you know how to deal with other people, by dealing with your parents first, deal it well by honoring them. Honoring them means obey them when you were young. Honoring them means supporting them financially, everything, right? When you're old, you did your part. You're going to harvest the work of your hand. You're going to ask God, I am the candidate being able to serve you, not only now, and in the life to come. All right? I don't have much time. I leave it here, but you write that down. Jeremiah chapter 35. You do some homework. Okay? If I get time, I go back to this. Go to main idea number two. Not only the children has to live like an obedient children. Even the father, even the mother has to live as obedient parents. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. As a father, as a mother, we have to trust the Lord and obey the Lord. Whatever the Lord say to me, how to deal with my children, I follow their instruction. Instruction number 1A, father, including mothers. Do not exasperate your children. And then in 1B, he say, do not embitter. Actually, it's the same word. Do not provoke your children to anger. Do not mistreat them. So, father, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Now, I go to point number two first. I have to explain what they say really mean by bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. What does it mean by do not exasperate your children? What does it mean by do not embitter your children? Listen to me carefully. Not only you study God's word, not only you hear God's sermon, your children hear God's sermon too. You know what? I guarantee you, next time you do something, he's going to say to you, Father, do not exasperate me. Father, do not embitter me. Or I will become discouraged. He will use this God's word to stop your instruction. I guarantee you, unless you're well prepared ahead of time. You know what? We always want to get all kind of excuse. And so that's what I need to explain to you. What does it mean by bringing your children up in the training and instruction of the Lord? And that's point number two. Make sure whatever you teach your children, make sure whatever you instruct your children, make sure whatever you train your children, make sure the Holy Spirit is on you. And the Holy Spirit is also on your children. Oh, he said, Pastor John, where does it come from? I want you to write it down. 2A, you write it down. Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 20 and verse 21. You write it down. Now I go back here to explain to you. You ask yourself, is Jesus Christ is your Redeemer? Okay, if the answer is right, if Jesus Christ is your Savior, if your answer is correct, then you proceed to keep reading. If Jesus Christ is not your Savior, if Jesus Christ is not your Redeemer, that Bible verse wasn't for you. The Redeemer will come to sign. Not only come to sign, because he comes to sign to reign as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He will come to sign first. And then he will also come to those in Jacob who repent of their sin. In other words, who's the Redeemer? You write that down, right beside Redeemer. You write down 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Spirit. If the Redeemer, if the Lord Jesus Christ come into your heart, then the Holy Spirit come into your heart. You know what's the name of Jesus Christ? According to Revelation chapter 19:13, the name of my Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of God. If Jesus Christ come into you, that means the Word of God come into your heart. That means the Holy Spirit come into you. You know what? If Jesus Christ wasn't your Redeemer, wasn't your Savior, these Bible verses wasn't for you. He won't come to you. You have to do your part first. Make sure Jesus Christ is my Lord. Please come to my heart according to your promise. Because I'm the one who repent of my sin. I confess my sins. I ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart. Is that what I did to you, right? I confess it. Lo and behold, Satan cannot enter into your heart anymore. You sleep like a baby. Give me five. Do you sleep like a baby? God's word work. Because the Lord is faithful to all his promises. The Lord is loving. 145 verse 13. He's loving. Trust all he has made. God loves him. He gets a blessing. You know what? If his name wasn't written in the Lamb of the book of God, whatever I say won't work in him. Because he won't believe in it. You don't believe in it, you don't get it. You believe in it, you get it. You taste and you know that the Lord is good. Does it make sense? It makes a lot of sense. Make sure whatever you teach your children is how God teaches you. You use what God to teach you and you teach other children. And if your children, you know, hear things that he didn't like, he say, Father, Mother, don't exasperate me. Mother, don't embitter me, or I will be discouraged. No, you won't be discouraged. You're not opposing me. You're opposing God's word. I'm just doing what the Lord requires me to do. Father, do not exasperate, do not embitter your children. Okay? Do not do that. Instead, bring them up in the training, instruction of the Lord. I'm just teaching you what the Lord teaches me. When you're opposing me, saying that I embitter you, actually you're embittered. God, you're disobeying God. Does it make sense? Am I equipped you to be a bad parent? You need to study God's word, man. You need to study God's word.
I want to help older people, the one with gray hair, okay, like me. You can hold on to Psalm 92, hold on to Psalm 71, especially when you are old, and say, Lord, do not depart from me. Continue to use me to bear fruit. Not only to bear fruit to my children, I want to bear fruit to my grandchildren. If the Lord is willing, let me to bless my great-grandchildren too. Everybody say it. Amen. At the same time, I don't want to have pain in here and pain in there. I draw for my account, no bank check. Does it make sense? It makes sense. Okay? You know what? You quote Bible verses without understanding, your children is going to quote Bible verses and keep your mouth shut. You yourself are discouraged because you are a fool. You don't do God's word properly. You understand? You think congregation do not challenge Paul? Write that down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. Paul said that. I ask you to live a holy life. You don't live a holy life. You don't live an obedient life. I'm afraid you're not opposing me. You're opposing the God, the Lord who gave you the Holy Spirit. Does it make sense? People don't want to be guided. Don't want to do things that they don't like. But if they find out this is good for them, it worked. When I pray for you on Thursday, does it work? It works, eh? Pastor John, will you pray for me? Yes, of course. I lay a hand, I pray for her. I pray for her for blessing. I hold accountable to God. I say, God, isn't it what you say? And she did it. Could you do your part? And he did. What does it mean by bringing your children up in the training and instruction of the Lord? How the Lord train you? You train your children. How the Lord instruct you? You instruct the children the same way. You won't embitter them. You won't exasperate them. They won't be discouraged. They're going to be brought up to be prosperous and successful. Then you hold on to Psalm 118, I think it was 25, 26, something like that. Oh Lord, save us. Save this family. Oh Lord, grant us success. Can anyone turn to that? Psalm 118, verse, I think 25, 26, something like that. Ask God to save you. Ask God to grant you success. You can't find it, eh? Huh? Psalm 118, verse 25. You do what pleases the Lord, for sure God will save you. You do what pleases the Lord, God will grant you success. I want you to write that down one more Bible verse. 44, 26, I say to God, I am your servant. I am your messenger. I am the one who delivers your message. When I deliver your message, when I pray for other people, do not let your servant be put to shame. Fulfill it. Make it work. Let them taste the goodness of the Lord. Does that make sense? 44, 26. The Lord carry out the word of his servant. Make sure whatever his servant said is fulfilled. It works. The Lord fulfilled the prediction of his messenger. Do your part, man. As a good parent, obedient parent, you obey God's word. God listen to your prayer. Make sure you don't have the Holy Spirit within your heart. Make sure you have God's word within your heart. Make sure that Jesus Christ reigns in your life.
Point number three. This is how our Lord made a new covenant with you by giving you the Holy Spirit, by giving you God's word within your heart. So lay hold of God's word with all your heart. Remember what God said. When God hold you to be accountable to your parent, you hold God to be accountable to what he promises to you. You keep God's commandment. Solomon said, you will live. You will enjoy long life. 3D. This is God's command to all of us. Not only to a godly parent, also to godly children. Make sure within your family, you believe in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write that down. Believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ. Then you fulfill the requirement of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 20. I repent. I believe in Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. He's my Lord. He's my Redeemer. He come into my heart and he give me God's word. And I'm going to hide God's word within my heart. And I'm going to keep it by the Holy Spirit power. And then after I get the blessing, I want to get a higher blessing. I love one another. I want you to write that down. When you honor your parents, you not only obey your parents, not only support your parents. When you honor your parents, you love your parents. And he will love you in return. Everybody say, I have another 7 minutes. I go back to Jeremiah chapter 35. Listen to my reading. I don't explain it. I hope you understand. Jeremiah chapter 35. Thirty-five is before 36. 36 is the king called Jehoiakim. He disobeyed God. 35 talk about King Zedekiah. They disobeyed God. But 35 is the one. It's a Gentile man. And he obeyed God. You know what did he say? His name is written in 18. Then Jeremiah said to the family of what? Family of Rechabite. I'm talking about the Rechabite family. And this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, say. You have obeyed the command of your forefather, Jonadab. Jonadab is the son of Rechab. And then Jonadab received instruction from Rechab and then passed along to the children. And then the Lord said, because you have obeyed the command of your forefather, Jonadab, and have followed all his instruction, and have done everything he ordered you, I want to briefly tell you what he ordered his children. He said, if you want to live well, if you want to live longer, number one, don't drink wine. Number two, don't build houses, live in a tent. Number three, don't sow seed. When you sow seed, you're going to stay in that place. Don't plant vineyard. When you plant grape, God has graded you and then you drink wine. He said, don't do that. And the Lord tests this family and asks him to come to the house of the Lord in the side room. And put it in front of them. A lot of choice wine. A lot of cup.
in front of Jeremiah, Jeremiah said, now I would like you to drain the vine.
And they say, my forefather tell me not to drain wine. So I'm sorry, we don't drink wine. And the Lord knows that. And introduced this fellow, this family, into Jeremiah and tell Jeremiah, I sent my servant throughout the nation to teach them to obey God's word. They don't obey. Where is this family, Jonathan? Tell his children and children after them not to drink wine. And now I tested them in front of Jeremiah, the prophet. They don't drink. And God said, you know what? Jonathan's descendant will not have one man left behind and not serving God. They are fit for the service. Listen to me carefully. You want to serve God? The first thing, you serve your father by obeying him and honor him and support him, or else you're not fit for service. Our Heavenly Father, wow, it is very, very powerful. In Jeremiah chapter 35. If we don't understand that, I don't want to be unemployed when I see you face to face, because we're going to live eternally. I want to get a job. I want to get a good job. I want to be the one who's skilled in my work. I'm fit for service to serve the mighty King. Mighty King is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Is my Lord Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you help Apostolic Bible Church, especially father and mother, help them to repent and turn around. Study your word to be godly, to be obedient to you, and then train up our children and bring them up in the obedience, in the training, instruction of the Lord. Whatever you instruct me, I instruct them to you. And they will be disturbed. They will be encouraged. They will be prosperous. They will be successful. Hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. And I pray all this in the mighty name of my Lord Jesus Christ.